You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Okay, welcome to Unconsciously Raw. My name is Ricky Fontaine.
Dick the Great, what's happening?
Got Dick the Great in here. I got one of my special friends, my special guest. He on his phone. But we're going to go to the ladies. We got two ladies that I really like, grew up with one. Back in the day. And I got Siobhan, and I really look at their Facebook. And
how y'all doing, ladies?
See?
Hey.
What's up?
And I respect their opinion. So I know they got some good topics. So I know we're going to have fun tonight.
There's a couple people that's not allowed, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So we're going to get this started. So my special guest tonight is... Introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. My real name is David. Everybody know me as Buck. We're just going to talk about some topics, you know, liven it up a little bit, a little entertainment. Have some conversation with some nice down-to-earth women.
But
whatever, to get an insight on it.
Now, they looking real serious over there. I don't know what's up with these serious faces. Y'all know we about to go hard, huh? Because y'all know
I'm
us.
I'm trying to figure out what the topics are going to be. I wanted to know beforehand so I could prepare myself.
Yeah, I didn't have time, but we're going to kick it off with... You say what?
Turn the volume up. Or is that mine?
That's yours. There you go. Ugh. All right, so, Buck, you kick it off.
Okay. The topic today is... Women looking for hams.
Oh, man.
AKA
women looking for suckers.
Oh, yeah.
Why y'all get quiet over there?
What are the
women looking for suckers. I'm just listening to the topic. Or suckers being suckers.
That's right. Y'all be making them suckers though.
Now how is that, Ricky?
Cause y'all want them to do sucker stuff. Y'all put all these sucker expectations up for them in order to get with you. So a lot of them just turning into suckers.
So what's an example of a sucker expectation?
But go ahead.
Okay, I met a female one time. And so she was like, okay, fine. I know. I've been to her. So she was like, okay, me and her could finally kick it. So she was like, I need $300 off rip. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. This is like a buy-in or something. She was like, no, I mean, just, you know, let you know it's serious. So I'm like, whoa. So she's like, I really need these shoes when I go out of town, when I go to Vegas. So I'm like, well, I don't know where you're getting that $300 from.
That's just somebody that wanted your money. If she came at you off rip like that,
right?
She wasn't interested in you. She just wanted your money. So
yeah,
but that's all. That's all y'all. Well, I'm not gonna say you. I'm not gonna say you, ladies. No. But majority of women, that's all they really want is money.
No, not all women.
So why y'all say I can't date no broke brother?
Most women don't.
You say what?
Most women don't just want people for their money.
But do you ever be like, I want to date this guy because he looked like a nice guy.
No,
he got potential. See?
Yeah. That, yes. I thought you were going to say about...
Or being a bum?
Well, I want to date a guy because of his money. No, I don't do that.
This is one reason why this is one of the reasons why I'm single. This is one of the reasons why I'm single.
You just keep meeting the wrong people that want you for your money.
No, exactly. I'm actually okay. When I don't find one that don't want me for my money, I'm not attracted to her.
Why is that though?
Well, that's the problem.
Hold on, man. You say when you find one who don't want you for your money, you're not attracted to her.
Basically,
why?
Why?
Yeah,
because a lot of those women look like Don Cheadle.
You ain't about to get me to stay on.
I don't think I look like him.
What I'm saying ain't y'all. See, a lot of guys, I think it's a combination. Some women do. I think more is the guy that's the sucker. And he want the woman, so he trying to fall in line with whatever he thinks she want. And then he end up playing himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I've met half and half. I've met females that, you know, they want a guy of a certain financial status, and to some of them, what it does is it makes them look like commodities. Like, so I could be the worst guy in the world, but because I got money, then, you know, we can proceed. But if I'm a nice guy and my finances ain't where they're supposed to be, then I'm gonna get shot. It's like that.
I think the difference is when you date a female that has her own, like for me, I got my own. Whatever you can't do for me, I could do for myself.
Exactly.
So it falls in line with who you date and the things that you're looking for.
That's real.
My whole thing is that since I can do for myself and I don't need anybody, what you bring to the table is just extra for me. And then when we build a relationship, like my man, we do for each other. He spoils me, I spoil him.
As it should be.
The way we got together wasn't on a money tip. We had a mental connection. And we connected on that other level, and everything else fell in place. Right. So he looked at me like, oh, she got it going on. She could do for herself. She don't need me for shit. She got a good job. She could buy her own shit. So then everything else fell in line. You can't be a big ass bitch out here and expect.
But Kim also, excuse me, man. Kim, but Kim also wants gifts on Sweetie's Day from her man. I told her that's a man's holiday. We argue about that for about 6 months. But
generally, people in relationships generally exchange gifts on those type of days.
Oh, no, like, not on Sweetie's Day. Not Sweetie's
Day.
Do I suppose to exchange gifts with you on Mother's Day or my birthday also?
Mother's Day and birthday is different.
No, it ain't. That's our day.
The day where you guys, y'all get together, y'all do something together, y'all exchange a gift. Mother's Day is my day. Father's Day would be your day.
And exactly. Sweetie's Day is a man's day.
I forgot whose day Sweetie's Day is, man.
Who said the law?
Nothing wrong with exchanging gifts on Valentine's Day and Sweetie's Day. It's nothing.
Okay, not Sweetie's Day, but Valentine's Day. But anyway, so
you don't look at it like that.
But you.
So Valentine's Day is what? Should we exchange gifts on Valentine's Day? Or
I guess that's up for y'all.
You see, here's the thing.
Oh, okay.
No, on Valentine's Day.
I don't know how that came about.
No. Just making sure for next month.
I say Swedish Day.
Me, it's for both. I always thought both
was for both. I would purchase a gift for someone on Valentine's Day and for Swedish Day, and they would do the same in return.
See, for
exactly.
me,
it shouldn't be limited to a certain gender.
Me personally,
I don't per se need a gift on those days. I just need her to have a pedicure, and I'm good.
He said he just need her to have a pedicure.
I got a foot fetish. I'm sorry.
Can you hear them?
That's all I need.
You can't.
So that must be my volume.
I like to go all in on Valentine's Day.
No doubt.
That's just me.
I mean,
I'm not even expecting the gift in return because I say that's a woman.
But tell me this. The woman that you're doing for, would she do the same for you? Ooh. Do she go in for you?
For me, yeah.
In years past, no, they haven't.
See?
You say for you, yeah.
So that's a major, that's a problem right there. It's all do for you, but you don't do for me.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. We do for each other. I go all out for him. For sure. He goes all out for me.
It's like that for me too. You know what I'm saying? My wife, she gonna go out. She gonna go in for me, but.
For sure.
But it took me a lot of years to meet somebody like that though.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know,
it does. It took me a lot of years too.
Yeah. So,
what about your girls, Kim? How they feel about that?
About the Valentine's Day, Sweetest Day?
No. About finding hams.
I don't know because most of my friends are single, so they're dealing with hams. All of my friends are different. Some of them are out for money.
See?
For sure.
And they want a hand.
Let me tell a little story.
Buck, you met a couple.
Let me tell you. Let me tell a little story. You know, one day, Floods is banging.
I don't judge nobody.
One night, Floods is banging.
You said what?
No, I was just thinking about a little situation.
Yeah, go ahead.
Floods was banging one night. We walk in. I went solo. So I look around like, bing, bing, bing. Like, oh, I saw it was her birthday on Facebook. So I walk up to the table. Hey, Kim, what's up? How you doing? So, bam, her girl sitting, it was four of them sitting at the table eating. Her girl next to her dinner broke her back like here and handed me the bill.
Oh, hell no.
As soon as I walk up, I'm like,
well, Ricky, Ricky, I checked her about that, though. I checked her about that because I didn't think that was cool.
But dinner knocked her out the way. Like,
but see, women's had that expectation from dudes. Like, they always, hey, come meet me here. And you get there, here go the tab. I ain't the goddamn sponsor. I ain't Budweiser and company.
It's on the women that you deal with, because I would never expect for somebody. Like, if he walked in, I would never just expect for him just to pay the bill. I'm here with my friends. We gonna take care of this bill. I'm not going to give him the bill. Like, oh, no, he's here. Let me give him this bill so he can pay for it. I would never do that.
But women talk about men like, oh, what type of dude was he?
He ain't no pay.
He ain't pay the bill.
No, everybody don't do that.
Oh,
everybody,
you know they were saying that.
But yeah. I checked her for that. I was mad at her for doing that. And
I'm the type that'll walk up and be like, what all y'all want to drink? Now that it's on, you know what I mean? It's on me. But she, as soon as I walked up and said, hey, how you doing? She was down there pushing her out the way, leaning over the table. And I was like, the fuck?
Well, I don't know. It was just, I guess the way I was raised. Like, I was raised by my mother and my father. And my father always told me, don't depend on a nigga for shit. Basically, do your own thing. If you need something, I'm your daddy. Come to me for whatever you need.
And don't beg a nigga for nothing.
I'm not asking a nigga. I will not ask a nigga for shit. Because I knew when I was married, just because, you know, in my marriage, I knew, I knew my husband would do for me for whatever I needed. He paid all the bills, you know, whatever. But, like, let's say, for instance,
go pay all them bills. We're going to get on that.
Giving me the money for a bill, I might have spent it on something I shouldn't have spent it on.
Mismanagement.
I'm like, oh, man, I need this money. So I asked my father. So I remember one time, you know, I asked my dad. He gave me the money, of course, because I asked him for it.
Did he get mad? Did he get mad?
Wait, look, I'm going to get to it. So okay. I'm like, we in the car one day. So I'm like, oh, shoot. I'm like, I need to go past my parents' house so I can get my dad this money. So he like, what money? And I'm like, oh, I had borrowed some money from my dad. They like, what the fuck? You borrowed some money from your daddy? He's like, why the fuck would you borrow money from your daddy? And I'm here. And I'm like,
I mean, agree with him.
I feel that. Money. I ain't even gonna lie. I feel that.
Yeah.
I agree with him. Get it.
Yeah, I feel
but
that.
But at that moment, I was just like, hey, shit, my daddy always told me if I need something, I ask him for it. Don't ask no nigga. Even though I was married, early on in our marriage, even though I was married, I just still had that mentality of, I'm not asking a nigga for shit. I'm going to get it from my daddy.
And that's how I feel.
I'm going to ask Kareem.
I'm your daddy now, so.
After that, then, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, just I'm just used to what I was taught from my daddy. Like, don't ask a nigga for shit.
Like
if
I tell him.
I'm your
daddy now.
So he was mad about that.
You don't go ask your daddy. I'm your daddy.
Yeah, I would have been mad. Because
I would have felt like, if I was him, I would have felt like, did she feel like I couldn't do it? Or did she feel like she couldn't come to me? So I understand. I would have been mad if
reason I didn't was because he had already gave me the money to pay.
And he probably was going to ask you questions and you're being sneaky, but you know, in an innocent way. You know what I'm saying? But I got
what he said from that point. And if it was ever a time that I needed some money, I would not, you know, I wouldn't have asked my father. I'd ask him for it.
But women.
I beg my man for shit all the time. So, I mean, as far as a stranger, as far as
that's
like
a man, though.
And begging, no.
So
I'm
back,
not begging for no
tell me this back when y'all was out here dating, like. People got on me this week about what I said last week, right? When I said dating means fucking. Not going on a date, but dating means fucking. And when I say that, because women ain't going to say like men, we're going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm just hitting that. Women ain't going to say that. They're going to be like, oh, we dating. They be like, damn, I just saw you had such and such with old boy. Oh, I'm dating him. Well, what about old? Oh, I'm dating him.
You don't think women have conversations like y'all do?
They do, but out in the open, they say, we dating. That's a code word for we fucking.
I heard some women say that, though. They weren't necessarily lookers. But, I'd heard women say that before. Like, yeah, you know, that's just my, you know what I'm saying? You know.
I have not heard somebody say we dating. I don't think I've ever heard that.
So
I've heard people say, yeah, I'm talking to him. Or I'm kicking it with him. Or,
so what do kicking it mean? we oh, fucking.
I'm fucking him. Yeah. I ain't never.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we kicking it.
Kicking it. I don't think that mean that.
You don't think it mean what? What?
I think it means we
kicking it about?
Excuse me.
You man, what you a dater? So what you be kicking it with him about? Like you be talking to him like, hey, we're gonna get married and my future and all of this, or you be like, damn, dude,
yeah,
come.
I gotta tell you as the average white guy in the room, you, no kicking it, you're fucking. That's I get it.
For sure,
kicking it, you fucking.
For sure.
And right now with the pandemic, where you dating them at?
That's true.
You taking them straight is Netflix and chill, order DoorDash.
It ain't really that's nothing true. Else to do.
Ain't you nothing else. Saying? You know how many people pregnant right now during this pandemic?
And you know
it's going to be a baby boomer.
Well, I mean, you can't even get people to wear masks, so yeah.
And then all the deep freezers with a little hustle about them getting some money.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess, no, it's some cutthroat females that's attractive, though, because one female... I had commented on her post. This was just a couple weeks ago. Commented on her post. Another guy like, hey, you a winner and Buck doing his thing. You should date.
No,
and then
that's a good alley-oop.
Huh?
That was a good alley-oop.
It was an off alley-oop.
Oh.
One, he was assuming. Two, he was like 4 years late. She already had texted me like he don't even know I already hit that. Whatever. I just started laughing like, wow.
So, yeah, because, you know, all these women, oh, I'm dating. Where is you dating at in the pandemic?
I mean.
That's true.
The pandemic that made it good for dudes just to be sleazeballs.
Yeah.
Hey, did come through and just watch TV.
I've been a little bit different, though, because I'll be to the point where I don't want to be bothered because I'm tired of getting stalked, all that.
Oh.
I'll be like, I go home, I don't want to be bothered.
That's why you can't let them know where you live at.
You wanna lean forward a little bit.
You can to that microphone.
Forward. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why you want
to say I can't hear him.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you can't. Okay.
That's why you don't want to let them know where you live at.
Of course not. You don't let nobody know where you live at.
Right.
Especially the deep freezers.
Yeah. Wow. If anybody knows where I live at. I have to really like that person for a nigga to know where I live at. I don't care why.
But right now, during the pandemic, so look, just say I was dating you or a guy was dating you right now. You didn't have your man or whatever, and it's the pandemic. You don't want them to know where you live at. We can't go out on no date. So, two, we got to go straight to a room. I mean, where else are we going to go kick it at? Or you going to come over my crib?
No, I know all type of places, though.
Go to a room, get some carry out, and get some drinks.
And then, you know, you got to make them people earn their pay the next day. You got to mess that, you know.
Bowling alleys are open, right? You can go bowling.
Oh, yeah, you can go bowling.
I'm not going nowhere right now. but you know what you can do? You can, like, go downtown. You can walk around.
Ain't nobody walking around holding hands on the Riverwalk with no chick. He just banging with the.
You can sit and have a conversation.
You can't.
See, it depends on the caliber of woman.
Most guys do that.
You say what?
Especially when they like a woman. Everybody's not like
you. One, she got to be single to do all that.
You got to be single to do all of that.
One, she got to be single. And two, I got to really like that person.
But see, you got to be liking them to like, hey, I'm trying to make this my woman.
Right.
Right.
Certain thing, like, if you're not looking for a relationship, then you just reaching for the low fruit on the tree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't trying to go... hold hands and nothing like now. If you want a relationship, you got to put in a little more work. But if it's just somebody you know what I'm saying, just trying to have a little cardio with, you know, you just don't make a difference.
A little cardio.
That is the best euphemism I've heard.
That goes to the point where a lot of guys,
when a man likes you, he'll do whatever.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely,
for real, for real, for real.
But that's why y'all like hands, because some real dudes ain't doing some of these things y'all requesting. Mm-mm.
But they know the ones to pick, though.
They do.
Certain females know the ones to pick.
Just like dudes know the females to pick to get over with, get their shit over.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know?
Oh, I agree with that.
No, you know a real woman from a deep freezer right away. There's no mistaking. You don't think, because the conversation is different. The mindset is different. What you think and what you say is different. So then it's like, okay, I can't do that with her. She's not going to go for it. But then you get the ones where, you know what I'm saying? you want to BS and they ain't paying no attention to it. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to spin her like a top.
Yeah.
But you know the difference.
A man always knows who they want to make their wife and who they want to fuck.
Oh, absolutely.
Period, point blank.
Absolutely.
I agree with that, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You mean, absolutely. And you talk about know the type of woman or know the woman?
The woman.
The woman.
The, I think I would say the woman.
When
they know, I would once you know what they after want. A few conversations,
yep.
A man knows whether he wants to fuck that woman or whether he wants to get to know that woman. That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah.
either you want to fuck them or you want to date them.
I'll give you an example
because it's a lot of dingbats out here, and guys know.
But sometimes y'all just want to, you know, y'all like a man. Y'all just want to, you just want to get you one off too. Now don't act like y'all don't be having that. That little itch, nah. Well, you ain't thinking about all his qualities. You like, just come on, right quick.
That's where, that's where you play Russian roulette.
You say what?
That's when you, the whole situation is like, it's Russian roulette. You see, guys be fucking up and not telling a woman off rip what they want.
Yeah.
Whatever. Me in the situation, I've learned. I've been stalked multiple times, da da da, this and this. Find out women are crazy, all this. So therefore, I tell a woman like, look, such. If I really want to date, if I want to date you, I want to date you. If such, look, I ain't really looking for nothing serious. So you come over and we keep it 100, whatever. But then that's where you playing Russian roulette, because then the female be like, oh no, I'm such, be like, oh well.
So hey. You got stalked multiple times?
Huh?
You got stalked multiple times?
Oh, yeah. I've been stalked, like, when I was cutting hair, like,
hey, you a female. A wild boy, man.
A female across the street.
You a wild boy, for real.
Female been over at the Coney Island, what you call it, texting me, like, oh, you looking cute in that striped shirt, like, the hell? And I just happened to look, like, she's sitting down in the Coney Island across the street like this. I'm like, hell oh, my no. God.
Let me,
I've, what up?
Go ahead. You can't tell
you know,
no woman.
Mike ain't had the best luck with women.
No, hey,
damn.
Look, you can't tell no one. Look, that sound good in theory. Oh, I'm gonna tell her what it is. Look, baby, you just about to be my little hit thing. You know, my little buzz down. Nah, she ain't going for that. That's why, cause they can't take that.
Yeah, you know what, Rick? I don't know though, because I've had a couple of experiences where I've done that, and I mean, it ran its course after a while, but it was what it was. You know what I'm saying? Now, I've had situations where that didn't happen, but the couple of times I actually tried to do that, it pretty much worked.
But when
you just got to be upfront with women in the beginning, because they might want the same thing that you want. They might not want a relationship with you.
Yeah, a lot of them don't. But, like, I know a chick, she was busting everybody down.
I'm glad you said that.
I know how you can monetize off this situation. And first thing she said, I ain't no hoe. Yeah, you're right. You're not getting paid. I'm just trying to help you out and manage you. So, but see, they don't nobody want to be known as a hoe. Even hoes don't want to be known as hoes.
It's popular now, though.
I beg to differ.
It's popular now.
Siobhan just made a very good point. Sometimes that's what the woman don't want a relationship to. Da-da-da.
True.
Now, a woman will try to feel you. This is what I've learned. A woman will talk to you. Y'all had your first introduction conversations, da-da-da. Then you'll be like, yeah, I really ain't looking for no woman. Then she'll be like, oh, I really ain't looking for no relationship either. But she really is.
But
she going to think the pussy or you're going to eventually, she's trying to trick you into the situation.
Right, she's
going to
make you
She think then that little hole is that then, powerful.
Then when you
hell
don't.
Yeah.
And then when you don't.
With the pussy.
Hey, then when you then when she find out it don't. Pussy. Then when she find out it don't. Whatever. She turned it to the exorcist.
Cause look, exactly. Then once you get to putting that whole thing in, and see, that's another thing, guys, make a mistake. You cannot put the whole thing in. That's going to turn them crazy. So then she calling you. When you going to leave her? When we going to be together? I thought we had an agreement. But see, all that's out the window.
That's
out
the window.
Yeah.
It's out the window.
See, what? Look, y'all trying to act like y'all don't know.
They are lying to you.
You can't exactly. Open the whole bag unless you really care about the woman.
But most women try to lead with that, and guess what? The women who do lead with that, that's all they got to lead with.
I've seen that too.
Well, that's all they got, I guess.
Yeah.
And that don't.
And they feet be bold.
Let's get back to the Hammond. I got a little story.
Go ahead.
I want to say. Okay, so
I always got a story.
Always.
He got some stories. Go ahead.
Okay. So it was a chick, me and her was going back and forth. Da, da, da. She had moved away. I'm gonna get killed for this. She had moved away out of town, then she moved back. So when she was like, me and my girls is going to the bar, we're going up to Ace of Spades, whatever, to have some drinks and stuff like that. So I'm like, all right, then I'm gonna come up there and shoot up there and holler at you. So bam, walk in, woo woo, come, all her girls is in the booth, whatever, say, hey, what's up? So a waitress come by. I'm like, hey, get her something to drink. You know what I mean? Get her something to drink. Nah, nah. So they like, oh, okay. Boop, 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 bam. All of a sudden, her girls start ordering hookah, more drinks, shots and stuff start coming to the table. I'm like, damn.
They're getting it in.
Right, turning up. Whatever it is. So as the night went on, night almost over with. So I'm like, I tell the waitress, like, come here. Boop, boop. Give her a couple dollars, tip her. Bam. So I see it. So I turn and look. Out the corner of my eye, I see her girl like this, like you know, gave her a signal light. So next thing you know, she was like, hey, boo, can you take care? I'm like, whoa, like, what is this? So I look at the bill, that bitch was $370. I'm like, oh, hell no. So I'm like, what is this? She like, take care of that for me. I'm like, she like, I pay the tip. I'm like, I ain't got nothing to do with day drinks and stuff. And so she like, but yours is on. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'd already paid old girl, whatever, in the sidebar, basically. Whatever, I already paid old girl for our drinks. Right. And so they was looking like, I was like, nah, good luck anteing up on that 370, whatever. So one of the girls got up with a little attitude, ran over to another nigga, start calling another nigga. You know what I mean? You can see the nigga like over there like this, like, you know what I mean? Like, I guess she came broke. I don't know. Whatever it is, start witch calling. But that's why she called me up to Ace of Spades. They wanted me to come up there and be the drink
nigga. Sponsor.
Right.
Right.
They were looking to the guy in the beginning.
Huh?
She already told him she needed
the money for her bill, so she couldn't double play him.
When I walked up, that's why they start ordering.
She was going to keep the money for herself. They wanted you to pay the bill so she could keep pocket the money.
When I walked up. That's why they start ordering shots.
See, y'all know y'all little games. See?
No, I'm just they. I don't play no type of game.
They ordered shots and hookah.
And a hustle. I pay my own bills.
I don't do it no more.
See, look at
what? Oh, you used to do that? Oh, you wanted you guys to be the drink sponsor?
I'm an engaged woman. I don't play those games no more. Have I? Yes.
See, that's bold. See, but when a dude come in and be like, hey, Dave, what's up?
You know what? The difference with me, I never beg for nothing. Mm-mm. And I'm not in the bar waiting on a nigga to come in to beg them for a drink.
Yeah,
I
seen you in the bar. You don't be begging. You be ordering your own drinks.
And be wasted.
I obviously have money to buy what I want to buy. I'm not waiting on a nigga to do nothing for me.
So tell me
and
this.
Nine times out of ten, a nigga gonna come. I mean, you gonna get drinks anyway. You don't have to
get. Yeah, you gonna get drinks. You ain't even gotta ask for them.
The third nigga that walks in the bar is gonna buy you a drink. You gonna get drinks regardless. But I don't have to beg one nigga for a drink when I know it's gonna be five that come in that's gonna get me drinks.
So tell me this.
I mean, and what is a drink?
I mean, that's the value you put on that little hole, then, you know, hey. But tell me this. If a dude take you out of town, just say you met a dude. You know, y'all kicking it. Well, not kicking it, that kicking it. But, and then he take you out of town. And he like, dig, you're going to have to come up off something of that. I mean, you know you go out of town.
Automatic. See, here go my thing, though, bro. Yeah.
No, it's not.
I know females that I'm friends
that.
With.
I've gone out of town with and didn't give up no pussy.
A ham.
We're
going to get back to the ham.
Now, wait a minute. Are you going out of town to Toledo?
You
going out of town to Toledo or are you going out of town to like L.A.? There's a difference.
No, we went to
good point. Very good point. Yeah, good.
Like, am I taking you to Hawaii? Because if we're going to Hawaii, yeah. No,
Hawaii, that might be a difference.
Yeah, see, for me,
so I might have to give it up.
As a dude.
Hawaii, obviously, we have some type of connection
that's
already.
Yeah. We're
going to Hawaii.
Like, yeah. I'm not even
going to use it.
Go ahead.
As a dude. As a dude, you know.
Right. I'm not going to go out of town with nobody that I don't like anyway.
Yeah.
But back in the day, I did go to the Carabana with a dude. just to hang out with my other friends that was already there.
Damn.
And he,
you hammed
him.
You
know, he tried, but you know,
he tried.
I didn't like him. Like
how
that.
Did he try?
You know, the thing is, as dudes, you got female, like if you not married, you got female friends. You got some female friends that's your homegirls, and you got some that is sexual energy there with. So the females that you have that there's no sexual energy with, why the hell would you take them out of town if you expecting to have sex?
Right.
Take the girls that, you know, y'all kind of been flirting, is that little sexual energy, take them out of town. You know you're probably going to sleep with them.
You, I mean, what was the point of, I mean, really, what's the point of you him taking you out of town if that wasn't the case?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't take a female
you,
out of
you
town.
You knew what it was.
Unless I was reasonably sure that I was going to be able to sleep with.
I'm not out of town with somebody if I don't.
If you if don't I'm know what's up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
I'm this when I was like 19.
Yeah, yeah.
I was 19 when
like
I went.
When you young, 19. Okay, you can do that kind of stuff when you 19, 20. Yeah. But I'm 41 years old. I wouldn't go out of town with a dude and expect to not have sex. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't want to have sex with you, I'm not even going
to
go.
Because you already know he about to.
I mean,
to...
that's going
to
be the expectation at the end of the day.
Right.
Because I got to even trust you enough to even go out of town with you.
Oh, damn. Right. Now, Kim, right. That's right. A good check.
Guys, yeah. Guys, I just wanted to make sure that it was pointed out that at the end of all of that kerfluffle, they completely agreed with you. Just, just so you know.
Right, right, right.
Kim, that's right, a right. Very good. Hey, that is a very good point she just made. Because these females, all of a sudden, a guy be like this. He'll meet a female, da da da, and be like, okay, I know here I'm going to have to wine, dine, do all this and this and this. So he'll just throw out there, hey, let's go out of town next week.
Yep.
He only met her for a week. Let's go out of town.
Let's cut this
these
shit.
Females be quick. Oh, hell yeah, I'm going out of town.
Don't take it to Miami. Himself. That's the thought.
Right.
Boy, paradise right there.
All of a sudden, out the blue, they done went out of town with this guy. Hardly knew him. Not at all. And I posted about this too because a female I know, she had went through this. She went out of town with a guy. Da da da. We already know the end of it. Boom. They come back. Come to find out, the man was down there like a serial killer. Had been to prison, kidnapped motherfuckers for real. I had posted about it.
Yeah, I remember
it,
that.
Because I asked her permission. Could I post about it? Whatever. She met the guy. Come to find out, some people had... and did something to him and left. He went out of town, chased him, kidnapped a girl, raped her, ran her back, and all that.
Damn.
What the?
Dude, I'm just like, do y'all not watch Criminal Minds? Do you not watch like SVU? You watch do you not?
Yeah.
All this stuff. Every night. My thing is, you got to trust somebody when you're going when you go anywhere with somebody or going to their house, all that stuff. You got to trust people.
You do, but some people, they be so stuck on what they can get, they put all trust out the window.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, that's like even for a man, you know, even a man, when it's time to get a little puss, he, where you live at? Not knowing, it's 30 dudes over there waiting on your ass.
Yeah, I posted, if you go over a chick house, if you go over a chick house on the east side, you know what to do.
I'm not going past no east side, no John.
You know what to do.
Oh, no chick house. And hey, you can say what you want.
Strap up.
She be like, I live on the good part. Oh, I ain't seen that part yet, but
you know,
must be two sides.
And the female favorite thing is, this my hood, you good.
Yeah, okay. You know what that mean? That means she done hit everybody over there and she got them under control.
All right, man. I'm going to get killed for that one.
Yeah, that's how niggas get robbed. Yeah. I don't know. Dating is different now. I'm glad I don't have to be dating right now because it's like I feel bad for my single girlfriends because they
you feel mad for the females? You feel bad for the females?
Why you feel bad for them?
It's harder for guys?
I feel bad for them too because you can't roll your miles back.
I think it's hard for both.
It's harder for guys.
Right now, during the pandemic, with the $5 hot and ready, this is the best time for a man.
Yeah.
Because now he could just take a $5 hot and ready over there. Kid's about to go to sleep. He could do it. He ain't got to take them all nowhere.
You know what's crazy, though? My homegirl thought.
What?
Oh, you just said the key thing. You see? Guys want to all they
want to
do is fuck right now.
During the pandemic.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's
And the women, all they want to do is sack chase. So dating right now, and believe, I hear it from my single friends.
What? All they want is money? Nice. All they want is money? But the money they be asking for ain't even no real money. That's the bad part. They don't be asking for no real stuff. They be, oh, give me this, buy me this.
Yeah, and what's crazy is my homegirl thought it was a joke when, you know, people was talking about, you know, chicks for $40. I said, no. Listen.
$40.
No, I'm when I tell
$40 holler
again. This is not the kind
I knew
of woman.
That was gonna come up.
This not the kind. This not the kind of woman I like. I'm nah. $40 vagina is like the elasticity of it don't even work no more. But, you know, I literally know some females. They younger, but for a wingding snack, flats fried hard, some Patron. A nickel bag of Reggie and paying a Metro bill, you can sleep with them. Like, I'm dead serious.
That's still a good sound like that.
These are not women that I would 40? Go for at all, but I do know them.
Cheap as hell now.
Yeah, I used to work in a nursing home, and those female CNAs, their ticket is very affordable, I say that.
Wow.
Yeah.
A $40 holler, I mean, you know.
I'm good on that.
You know. I mean, what?
You know what? That's I want to ask not so much Ricky,
yeah,
but like Buck. You know, the single guys. Just from my single friends, because they keep saying that every dude that they meet is playing games. No. It's hard to date now because every dude they just playing. They can't meet anybody.
I'm gonna be 100%. Nowadays, and this not favoritism, da 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 da. I'm gonna be real. What I've come through since I've been home. I've been home almost 9 years now. Three females have come close to basically being my woman. They just tell you they have all fucked up.
Look at this.
But it's the females that be on bullshit more than the guys that's out here playing chess.
True.
More.
Give us an example,
but they, huh?
Give us an example,
Buck. Give us an example. Okay.
They were close, but no cigar. What did they do?
What did they do? One. He's picky, oh, man.
So ooh. They probably asked about his shirt. And he ain't like that.
That's, listen, okay.
He got mad. Or they probably called him.
You sound like my man. No.
I'm going to let you go. I'm going to just say one thing. Look, like I know some girls. I tell one girl, oh, I can't meet no man. Baby, you ain't going to meet LeBron James at Teresa's.
Damn.
He not there. Not saying nothing against the guys at the, but LeBron James ain't hanging at the Pistons. Don't hang in Detroit.
Yeah,
you got to go where they at. But guess what? When they go where they at out in Birmingham, is it? They can't compete with them women. So they looking like, and not saying them women is better. They just their appearance is better. So now they self kind. Oh, game is game, no matter how much money you got in your pocket.
You can compete with any woman you want to. It's all about your confidence.
When exactly.
Look at
room,
this.
You got to be the finest girl walking in that room.
But you can't. You ain't going to meet them. You ain't going to meet them on 6 Mile.
You know what a female. Huh? That's not. You know what a female. Hey, you know what a. You know what, okay.
Ain't nothing this but one, niggas on 6 Mile.
This one female said this to me. And we all went to school with her. I'm not going to tell who she is. But she said,
never,
this was in 2013.
He never tells.
This is in 2013. She was like, my guy had left me. She was like, I still love him. He left me for another female. Man, you could date or whatever. Date or whatever.
Uh-oh. Do I know who this is?
Date. And
do I know who this is?
You don't remember nobody from school, so hey.
He would never tell. He don't tell me shit. I ain't going to lie. He don't tell.
But look. Okay. She said, man, you could date or whatever, but if the guy comes, if he comes back, I'm gonna take him back. I respected that off jump, off rip, because she told me ahead of time. I like when a woman tell me ahead of time, da da da. I like that clear which I'm like, oh, okay. Boom. I had a female in 2017, the last near the end, 2017, early 18. I thought God sent me the woman that I was going to marry. I'm like, good head on her shoulders, da da da, this and this. Come to find out, and we talked while she'd be in her office. We FaceTiming all day long. You know what I mean? She at my house every weekend or every other weekend, whatever. She spent the night at my house. Come to find out, she had an on and off boyfriend. And you know off rip, she had an on and off boyfriend. I'm like, where the fuck? After a few months, too, I'm like, where the fuck this nigga come from? Whatever. Like, what the fuck? I was hurt. I ain't even gonna lie. I was fucked up. Mm-hmm. I was hurt.
I ain't even gonna lie. I mean, I gotta get into a comment right quick. So Keisha McKee said, maybe Buck need to look on the inside if you keep running into the same women. Keisha, I know you hear that a lot. So what you got to say to that?
It ain't the same. Like I said, women play games.
Women, it was the same fucking woman for me. The same woman in a different body.
Women play games. That's why.
Men play the most games.
I disagree with that, though. I think men get caught more. When a woman decide to play, like, think about it like this. If a woman doesn't want a man to find out she fucking around, the lengths she'll go to keep that secret, she'll never fucking find out. We get caught up quick most of the time because
we stupid.
We change. No, it's not that.
It's the other way around.
We change the routine. We change our routine.
I think it's the other way around. I had just told my man, nowadays, I think that when I'm growing up, okay, it was, I think that women get caught more than the guy.
Wow. Them some dumb ass women there. I ain't never seen a woman.
You gotta be a ham to catch your woman, because you're going through phones. You suck.
That's what I'm saying. If you catch your woman up, she don't care if you catch her, and she don't want you no more. So she don't give a fuck.
Yeah, because she already been through. She just like, fuck it.
If you find out, she done with you.
Oh man,
if she don't want woman catching you up, find out.
All women should work at the FBI, AT&T. And the Secret Service, because they some cold motherfuckers. And they won't tell you how they do it and all of that. But they good.
Man, listen.
I don't look because I don't want to find nothing. I don't want to find nothing. Because you look, you going to find what you look for.
Yeah, but y'all look. You let your dude, y'all having a good time and everything. He beat you down good. And then everything going good, then you go look in his phone like, damn, you just gonna fuck all of this up because of this.
Look through phones. I do
this, okay. What if it fall?
Now,
what if it fall in your
when
hand?
I was like 19, 20, 21, early on, yeah. I look through your phone in a minute and I find out everything I want to know. When I got married, it was a conscious decision that I made just to not look through your phone because I don't want to. Like, okay, I don't want to find it. I ain't gonna look.
Hold on. Oh, wait, I just gotta get one more comment in. Siobhan, you know, I gotta get this comment. Corey Edge. Women don't get caught because sad dudes ain't trying to be number one. And he got a good point there, Corey. Hey, your sad chick be like, yeah, I'm about to break up with him. You be like, no, don't do that.
I've done that.
I ain't trying to be your full-time provider and sponsor.
Right.
I'm just trying to come through, drop something off, and keep going.
Right. One time I did that.
I need a Grey Goose break.
I've done that, though, before. Like, hold up. I'm not about to take this.
Hey, now you turn into a therapist. Like, y'all should work this out.
Right.
It's going to work out. Don't do that.
Don't give up on him so easy.
Don't give up. He just having a hard time working.
Right.
And dealing with you.
She go back and tell him, like, you just don't know who was taking up for you on your behalf.
What if it fell into your hands, though?
That's a different situation. If you don't go looking for it.
Huh? I done had shit fall in my hand and be like.
Just in case, because you know her whole circle. So just in case y'all are watching, I just got to use the situation. I'm not going to say no names.
They watching.
Yeah. Okay. I gotta switch this up. For the public.
The phrase you're looking for is hypothetically speaking.
Hypothetically speaking. Okay, we was at a party. And so this one female, she was like, call such and such, whatever. She said, tell him to hurry up. So I was like, all right. So, boop. I go in the kitchen. She like, my phone in the kitchen. So I go in the kitchen. Such and such said, hurry up. Da, da, da. So they like, so text back like, okay, tell her I'm pulling up. Like, okay, bet. And the next thing you know, I don't know how Androids go, da, da, da. But it was a note or something. But the text flipped in like, bing. And I seen, hey, baby, sorry I ain't talked to you earlier. How's the party? I'm like, the fuck? Whatever. And it flipped out. I'm like, So I'm talking
looking
to people.
Around and shit,
so
like,
I'm talking. I'm dog. I'm fucked up. Like I'm talking to people in the kitchen. Like hate it. Like motherfucker. So I call my best friend Chrissy. Like.
He didn't he's leaving our names, so go ahead.
No, I wish call okay, but okay, Chris, no, she ain't a part of that.
So
I called Chris, everybody know who Chrissy is.
Now we're trying to see who you're talking about. Like, go ahead.
You wouldn't figure it out. So
I'll
I'm like
Chrissy later.
Huh?
I call her like,
man, what should I do? I just seen this text and everything and stuff. She like, you ain't gonna know unless you go on that phone. I'm like, I'm not about to do that. She like, grab that phone and go to the bathroom. I'm like, no. She like, grab that phone and go to the bathroom. It's better know not to. I'm like, nah, I ain't doing it. She was like, well, you ain't gonna never know. I'm like, fuck this. So I scooped it up and I ran to the bathroom and good thing I did. Oh my God.
You knew who it was.
What, the nigga?
No, the chick.
Yeah, I was kicking it with the chick.
Oh.
Yeah, I was kicking it with the chick, but I had scooped her phone. I wasn't going to go on her phone, but Chrissy taught me, like, grab that phone. I'm like, no. Grab that phone and go to the bathroom. No.
So you're saying you was a ham for a second.
I was a ham. So I don't know what's going on. I went in the phone and was like, the fuck is this? Like, man, I seen all type, and it was a growing up process, too. It was because I said this.
Were y'all together?
We was kicking it strong.
Kicking it strong, meaning.
We was kicking it strong.
No, that just kicking it strong mean I was fucking. You was at the top of my fuck list.
No. I'm talking about. Okay. My bad. Let me rephrase this. When she's at work, I would be at her house sometime.
Calling a lot of times. Calling other hoes. No.
Where she didn't talk to nobody or fuck nobody but you.
Yeah. I'm talking about we was kicking it.
Hey, his fucking nose started twitching when he said that.
This is what I said. And where you be meeting these girls at. You such. This was a good girl. Me and her still cool to this day. She was a good woman. Don't get me wrong. She a good woman. But this situation just had me off balance. But it was a growing up process to me. Because you younger growing up, that I'm all my 20s, I was locked up. So I'm thinking, like, oh, if I'm hitting a chick, she ain't gonna be wanting to hit nobody else. And somebody said, that's not true. When you get older, a female gonna wanna do what they wanna do. I'm like, yeah, right. But when I read it, I'm looking like, he could get this put. I'm like, I'm reading it. And the guy, like, who you talking about? And so.
She didn't say your name.
She said him in that picture because he sent her a picture of him. And I'm like, the fuck?
Was he a ham?
Was he ham? I ain't know the nigga.
But
he was from huh?
Oh, okay.
He was from out of town. So I'm like, damn. If he come in town, at least he know for sure he about to get
his
trip is certified.
I got him. Oh, he got stories. You know what I'm saying?
And so I'm like, after that, I was just off balance, like. Wow, so I didn't say nothing because here's the thing. She never messed up with attention towards me.
She good at what she do.
Right. So therefore, I'm like.
She a veteran.
So we kicking it. So I'm reading the thing. So I'm like, so she was going to a certain class. And I was like, damn, I paid for that class. Like, I'm going to text you when I get
home. No. Hold the fuck on. Oh, shit. I'm calling the fucking dean of students and tell her she's dropping out. You better get that other motherfucker pay for that goddamn class. No, I ain't going to be ham with cheese now, goddamn it. Hey.
So I'm just, I messed up 2 weeks past. I don't say nothing. I'm like, okay, I'm a witch. I don't say nothing. So, but she on me like a hawk. Like, oh, you got to. You gotta run and make whatever stuff. You going to fuck with somebody? Like, no, I'm not. Like, yes, you is. No, you're not. Yes, you is. No, you're not. So I'm like, man, okay, whatever. So she like, give me your phone. She like, give me your code to your phone. And so I'm like, hell no. And I'm like, if you go on my phone, you're gonna find something that's gonna make you mad. So no, you're not going to my phone.
So
she
you
like,
was on some bullshit too,
right?
Huh?
You was on some bullshit too.
No, not currently. No, I wasn't. But if she would call it.
Not at that time, but prior Texas came in, was on that bullshit. Yeah.
Shit, it's life. But what I'm saying is, I'm like, no way. You're not getting my code. There's no way possible. So I'm like, you ain't doing nothing. I'm like, so who is such and such? You just seen her look like, boom, whatever it said. And she was like, you been through my phone? And I was like, yeah, no, it fell into my hands, whatever the text came across. Like,
oh, yeah.
He stay out of town. Yeah, so I'm like, at least he know when he comes when he comes in town, his trip, his trip is certified.
See, he stay out of town, right? So when she went out of town for one day, guess who smashed him?
Yep.
No date, no nothing.
And me and her still cool to this day because she a good woman. But after that, and she tried. She tried. I ain't going to lie. She was still shooting
Man,
hard.
Hold on, hold on. Whatever. How did a woman that broke your heart, cheated on you, just did you any kind of way?
Oh, this was a different.
How is she a good woman?
No, this was a different from the one in 2017 I thought it was going
to be. Oh, I'm about to say, we got a beef with her ass, man. Ain't no she no good woman.
Right.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Exactly. That's why I say. But if you put a female in a category, if you put a woman in a category, she would fit that category.
You can't whisper on the podcast.
Excuse me. What you think?
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, I got one question. We gonna be, you know, we getting closer to the time, but I got one question. Like, you know, for women, at what point when a woman asking for all that money, hey, I need this, I need, do it, you consider that hoeing?
How fast? Because I met a woman. It matter how fast. For the simple fact, I met a woman on a Sunday.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had met a woman on a Sunday. By the following Wednesday, she was like, "Can I borrow some money?" And I said this. I was like, I told her, "I ain't got it." She probably would have asked for a couple hundred. So I was like, "I ain't got it." So, but then I did it as a test. All of a sudden, she was calling me every day, every hour. Hey, what you doing? So, so, so. All of a sudden, you seen that. That dwindled down. So I text her out the blue a couple of days later, like, I could have gave you, let you borrow the money, whatever. So it wasn't even that. I just wanted to see how you would act after it. And so she was like, oh, no, I've been busy. So it's like, quit lying. We know what time it was.
Right. We know what time it was. You know,
I had a female, you know what I'm saying? I think I stayed over her crib twice. And she hit me like, so you know my rent due on the first.
The fuck?
I'm like, damn, you better call your landlord, tell that shit gonna be late on the fifth.
Yeah, I ain't even drink no water over there. Damn.
Did she at least give you the hot rag, the steaming hot rag?
That shit was, was cool as hell, man. What the fuck? And she turned out to be like the worst sexual experience. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, she couldn't arch, she couldn't ride, she was just a mammal, a sitting mammal.
So basically, how many times did you go over there, though?
That one time and then another time, I didn't even spend a night the second time. I just went over there, watched a couple movies and left. You know my rent due on the first. Okay, your toenails ain't even polished.
See, that's why with these women.
Don't talk about toenails. Mine not polished.
See, that's why with these women, back when I was in my dating, you know, day, you got to hit them before they hit you. So as soon as they call, you be like, you all right? No, I'm messed up. What's going on? Man, I got these bills. They going to cut you off right there. I'm going to call you right back.
Call me right back.
Because guess what? I can't pay starter's rent. I got to pay my rent. And you come over here and botch you in that motherfucking kitchen.
That's not true. I found one that, which, look, I had went to a party. And so, you know, I was called it. So this, I was stunting this night, whatever shit, fresh as hell. You know, I had the wide on me. So, boop, boop, bam. So, woo, woo, woo. So me and the girl had messed around a little bit.
Okay.
Me and the girl had messed around a little bit. So she witchcraft, and I'm sitting up here like, damn, I got some stuff I got to take care of that's really important. This and this and this. And so she was like, oh, okay. And I explained, like, this is real shit. Like, my mom in the hospital, like, my mom had been in the hospital till this day. I've been paying her rent and everything. Da da da. I got to take care of this and this and this. And so she like, oh, I need some money for this trip. This I'm like, whoa, what the? Like, did I just tell you?
Just F my mom in my situation with my mom.
She didn't even care.
She didn't even care.
And it wasn't even just my mom. It was other stuff that I really had to take. You know what I mean? I was really taking care. She didn't even care. I tried that, though, and I threw it out there quick. And she still was like, fuck that up. Like, I'm busting through.
That's the woman that didn't care about you.
My girl JL Kane say, when you ain't studying, but that's why you attract the ones you do laugh out loud.
That's true. Yeah. I can't say nothing against that.
But y'all want a man that's not saying stunned, but you want a man that's confident and showing that he got something going on. Like you said, you ain't looking at no dude that's quiet in a bum.
They ain't about to have.
Right. No, hell no.
No. It's all about, you know, so he can't attract women. And then, like you said, your friends earlier, oh, ain't no good man. Yeah, there's some good men. You just ain't looking at them men. They sitting over there quiet somewhere.
That goes both ways.
It do.
I would say buck, too.
Yeah.
He said earlier, oh, the women that I think might like me, I don't like them. So.
Yeah.
No.
You might have to change your.
What you say?
No, I said.
Out of the three, it was three that you didn't.
No, it was three that came close to being my one. Okay. But I said, the ones that they saying that's supposed to be the good women, a lot of the times, they be women that I'm not attracted to.
You know what I mean? That's the problem.
Huh?
And that's the problem.
I'm going to cheat. If you're not attracted to your person, you're going to cheat.
You're going to cheat. But
that's
hey.
Automatic. So before I do all that, I just don't go there with that person.
Well, I see we're going to have to continue this.
I'm not
going to
lead nobody on.
This is the end of the Unconsciously Raw. Thank you, Siobhan and Kim, Buck, Deke the Great.
Yo, yo.
Hey, I had a fun time with you. I hope our listeners had a fun time. We'll be back next week. I would love to have y'all back on the show one day. You know, we'll work it out. But thank you, and I really appreciate everybody, and I appreciate the viewers. And good talk with Buck. I know I'll have him on here. I know he have a lot to talk about, and you know, because people want to see him from his Facebook, so I gave him a platform, but that's good. Thank you for watching Unconsciously Raw. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Okay. Bye, y'all.
Okay. Bye. Yeah.